Static.
Everybody, welcome to Static Show. This is Bob.
Hey, everybody. This is Miles.
So at any moment, there's a storm coming through here, so this may be over, you know what I mean?
Right.
So, how's it going?
Yeah, it's going. Yeah, sure. How about you?
I don't know what to say. There's nothing really going on that I can think of.
Just a thunderstorm coming, huh?
Yeah, just the usual, you know, 4 days of rain that we're having here in the good old Midwest. I don't know what's going on with all that.
Yeah.
You'd think we were in New Orleans, you know?
Yeah. Happy May Day to you.
Oh, that's true. I got a quick story about that.
Well, let's hear it.
The only reason that you triggered him is because of two things. We were just talking about a girl that you live by who you said was a lesbian. And
I theorized.
Yeah, you theorized.
Because she was not attracted to me, per se.
She didn't like you.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you said Happy May Day. Well, yeah. I was leaving work today, and a lesbian she's an admitted lesbian.
Yeah.
Leaving work, and she had all these flowers, and I said, you know, hey, you got a lot of flowers there. She said, Happy May Day.
Yeah.
And I go, what are the flowers for? She's like, well, she's a lesbian with children, so she's kind of a Rosie O'Donnell type lesbian.
Sure.
And so she was taking the flowers home for her kids to give them to their neighbors. And so it was like a May Day flower thingy.
Sure.
And so she says Happy May Day. It was real nice and everything. And then as we're leaving the parking lot, she totally cuts me off. I'm like that lesbian bitch. She about runs me over. Happy May Day to you.
That's nice. That's
carpet
great...
muncher.
Oh, God. Oh, man.
She's really not that nice in general, I would say, but...
Well, I would say either are you, apparently. Jeez. Apparently, man.
It was just too weird. I'm like, this whole May Day conversation, and then, of course, she cuts me off. And,
you call a duck a duck. Let me tell you that, man. Jeez.
Well, I thought it was fun. Actually, I thought the irony was a lot funnier than the actual act. So.
A nice conversation, all this, flowers and such, and then boom.
The terrible thing is it actually... The terrible thing is it actually took me kind of back because my grandma used to...
be gay?
No, she used to do May Day stuff, you know, first day of May and all that kind
of
stuff.
Was she Polish or something?
No, she wasn't. Well, not that I'm aware of. I mean,
was she ethnic or something that she did all this?
Aren't we all ethnic? I mean, deep down. I mean, come on.
Yeah, but I didn't take the freaking day off. I know that.
Well, I didn't. Obviously, I didn't take the day off either because I was leaving work. And so I can't get this microphone not to hear myself breathing. I just got. Whew.
I think you're just getting excited about that story, man.
Well, you know, the thing is, I don't know about you, speaking about lesbians, I've never...
Sorry I brought it up on the air. Jeez, man. This
I have never met the mythical hot lesbian, you know what I mean?
Right.
They're all like frumpy and look like the queen, you know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
That's all the lesbians I've ever met. They all look kind of, you know...
You have not met the lipstick lesbian. You've met the...
Oh, you know all the terminology. All right,
the bull dyke.
Most of the time, yes.
Like the guy of the couple, right?
Well, but see, this couple, I know the both of them, and they both aren't very good looking, so...
Yeah, well, there you go. You keep hoping for like a Sharon Stone to show up.
Well, whatever. I just thought, you know.
Hey, Bob, it's May Day.
It'd be
oh,
nice
really?
To
not
think of lesbianism as such a negative thing, you know. And I think of fantasies.
Ellen DeGeneres there. Yeah, you're like, ugh.
Yeah, it's all these Rosie O'Donnell type lesbians.
Yeah. Know? Well, I'm sorry. I'm sorry you got accosted there, but
Mayday. Why did you get accosted?
Or whatever.
Whatever. I could slam on the brakes. You know, watch out. Probably. Here comes a lesbian with Mayday flowers. Get out there.
She was in a hurry, all right?
Evidently, she wanted to spread joy a lot other places other than me.
You know what I mean?
So, anyway, that was the quick story. I wasn't even gonna talk about that. I had another whole story about
it. You blew it. You blew it.
Well, I got another quick one if you got a minute here.
Well, go ahead. Sure. You control the technical stuff
That's
on here,
true.
So I have no say in that. You are the grand editor.
I was at a conference and I was kind of like hanging out in the hallway.
And, Legions of, was it the Legions of Sappho?
No.
At all?
What the hell? I don't even know what you're talking about.
Yeah, go.
So, I was...
Yeah.
It was toward the end, and they were kind of trying to clean up a little bit, you know, the cleanup crew.
Yeah.
And so, somehow I always seem to be, like, near the bathroom.
What's this dental dam here?
Yeah, what this this cleaning lady goes into the men's bathroom.
Yeah.
And then she comes out and she kind of rolls her eyes and says, "I shouldn't have gone in there."
Ay, caramba.
Yeah. So, and then she heads into the women's restroom. And I waited like, I mean, I'm like, well, what the hell is she talking? I didn't know that there was anybody in there.
Yeah.
It was kind of clearing out, you know.
Yeah.
And so... About 10 minutes later, this guy comes walking out. And he, just took and he was laughing. He must have been in there taking a huge crap.
Oh, God.
Because then the lady didn't go back in there for quite some time. It was like a half hour later. So
And what's the guy's name? Bob?
No, it wasn't me.
Yeah.
It was not me. This guy was just like, he was laughing because he basically got caught taking a big dump in the bathroom by the cleaning lady, nonetheless. That's about as bad as whenever you're like in your hotel, you know, and you're taking
right.
a big crap and you hear,
Maid.
Oh,
no.
Oh, jeez, no.
Diarrhea.
Not right now. Momento, por favor.
Un momento.
So.
Oh, sweet.
Anyway, yeah.
That's sweet.
This lady wasn't of Hispanic nature there. She was just a nice lady.
Right. So. I was just joking. Everybody, don't get all PC on me.
Yeah, I know.
God be funny.
Those are my two little funny quick stories about the week here. So,
right.
I don't know, what's going on with you?
My parents are visiting.
Still, yes.
Still.
I think after so many weeks, it's pretty much called second residence. I think they're on that fringe right there.
They're snowbirding in my basement for now.
Yeah, snowbirding? What are you talking about?
Yeah. So
is it like 100 degrees and that's where everybody's at because it's so damn hot?
So Sunday morning, you know.
Are you making your mom use that little shower of yours down
well,
there?
Well, she chooses to do so. I can't stop her.
Oh, my God.
You know?
That thing is just horrible.
So, you know, weekends, you know where I'd like to eat at for breakfast?
Oh, McDonald's Big Breakfast, of course.
Yeah, I love getting that deluxe breakfast.
I'll take the McDonald's Big Bowel Movement, please.
That's pretty much what it triggers, yeah. So my dad insists on coming. He's like, I'm coming with.
I'm gonna go monitor your caloric intake.
So I'm like, that's fine. That's fine.
Jesus Christ, Miles, you realize that you ate about half the calories of the whole country of Uganda?
So, he's having a fit.
You got enough grease to create biodiesel for half of Iowa out of your bowels.
He wants to go in. I'm like, no, fuck going in. I'm just going to go to the drive-thru.
Of course, I'm going to go to the drive-thru and see Gilbert Godfrey's mother.
Yeah, no, I actually haven't seen that lady there for a while.
She probably died.
Yeah, she probably did.
Too bad.
So I put in my order, and he's like, order two senior coffees. All right. They're coffees, but you say you're senior citizen, you get like a nickel off or something. Like, right?
Well, that's your dad. He's there.
Dang, get me two senior coffees. I'm like, all right.
You're like, Dad, I can afford your coffee. Well, maybe.
Yeah. So I put in the order.
If you buy supper.
I'll get this if we can go to the steak place for supper, you know. Because Bob's father-in-law, to kind of get to the point here, they wave us on. We pay for it, and they're like, well, sir, it's going to take us a little while to do all that.
Yeah, really, for your order, geez.
That's a big order, sir, and you're a big man, so we're going to have to take our time. Could you pull up into the waiting stall, right?
The waiting stall?
So I pull up.
Uh-huh.
And it starts. My dad, somewhat of a, spiritual person, if you will.
No, what is he talking about? The giant tits on the lady in the drive-thru?
No, he's getting all, you got to lose some weight here, your son. You've got to.
Well, what's spiritual about that?
The
angels aren't going to be able to pick your fat ass up whenever you die.
Yeah, and then he's like, well, you're biting your fingernails, too, and you must have some kind of mental illness for eating fingernails.
Oh, jeez.
Being fat and not living a Christian life. And all
those
that.
Fingernails got no calories. How can you be so goddamn fat?
So this is going on. I'm praying.
Senior coffee, please.
I'm praying for the freaking food to show up. Like, please.
Here, Dad. Right? Here's a half a candy bar.
He's trying to tell me how to live, like, this decent life,
Your dad's telling you how to live it.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
So now the girl has showed up, right? She goes, here's your food.
She's a hottie. She's got all her teeth.
And, well, I wouldn't go that far, but anywho, she's a nice girl. But so now she's brought the food, but guess what she forgot?
Senior coffee.
I'm like, hey, you forgot something there, Bimbet. she goes, what's that? I go, the two coffees. So she goes, oh, two coffees? And you know what my dad says? No, four coffees.
Yeah. He's trying to get him out of two coffees.
Yeah. Now, after I heard this whole 10-minute lecture on how I'm not living my life, and I'm kind of a loser, and I'm fat and gross and ugly.
Your parents really do a number on you.
I know. Then he scams two coffees off this poor girl.
Yeah. Did he actually get them?
Yeah.
Without
even hesitation, the poor girl goes back in, has to hustle out four coffees.
He told me I either had to give him a blowjob or four coffees.
I'd rather pull out another tooth first.
Oh. I said, how about a titty fuck?
I go, that's nice. Here I am. I have to listen to all this,
Yeah, you don't have to. You can just tell them to shut up.
I'm obedient. I'm just like, yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right.
I hear you, Pop.
I hear you. I know.
How about those two free fucking coffees you got?
Yeah, I know. I go, what's that? He goes, well, that's like the old me, There's a new me and then the old me.
The old me keeps creeping out.
Yeah.
Especially, when your mom rolls over at night.
It's a duality of man.
I keep asking her, are you wearing any underpants?
My mom's right upstairs. You want to cool that off a little bit? Jeez. Yeah.
Honey, don't wear underpants tonight. I feel like evening wood.
It's all that damn coffee.
It's because I had the extra coffee. It's energized my penis.
Oh, man. So, I don't know,
So, what did you say? Did you say anything about the coffee or what?
No, I didn't rat him out until we got home, and I ratted him out, and I said.
No, but you didn't tell him anything. You'd say, what about you, Dad?
Well, there was a rationale for the whole thing.
Well, you see.
I go back for extras when I go in, so that's why I wanted to go in to get extra coffee. And
well,
see, there was like a rationale for this whole, you know,
I would have drank the 2 cups.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll do my impersonation of your dad. Oh, I would have drank the 2 cups anyway. And possibly taken about 100 napkins.
My dad's not,
paper.
My dad's
know.
Not Jackie Mason, okay?
You see, Miles, that was the old me.
Yeah.
The new me is svelte.
The new me is going to ask for 3. The old me would ask for 4.
That's right.
I don't know. This the whole fat. Duality of man, the whole union thing, you know?
You look too much like me at your age. That's what I'm telling you.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't get it.
You got to walk like I do. I walk every day. I walk to the car. I get in the car. I walk away from the car.
That sounds about as much like my dad as the impersonation you do of my sister who likes The Rock.
Oh, I love that Rock.
Yeah,
oh,
my family doesn't sound like this. That's the funny... That's the funny part.
I love that Dwayne Johnson.
No, I don't know. I think your parents pretty much leave you alone. They don't really harp
on
you.
They do, yes.
They don't really harp on you very much, do they? Not too much.
My dad never harps on me. My mom a little bit, but not.
A little bit, but you know, I just imagine all of a sudden, like, you know, 2 seconds after, you know, she's done harping on something, it's like, oh, look it. Something free.
Oh, look here, free equal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what's the point of this whole speech, you know, of, you know.
No, I don't get that. I don't get the kind of abuse that you get.
Yeah.
They pretty well leave me alone, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think I get much of any abuse anymore.
Yeah. No, I don't.
If anything, my mom always tells me I look thinner. Whether or not it's true, I don't know.
I'd like to hear that.
She's always like, you look thinner.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like,
there you go.
I'm not doing anything.
No, Mom, I'm just wearing a belt today. Hiked up my pants.
Yeah, my pants look like they actually fit.
I don't know.
Let me tell you.
Let me
tell
you
something. Breakfast, they should give you 4 coffees.
Of course, you know, the kick of the whole thing was I ordered extra hash browns for my kids.
Oh, I love the hash browns.
They forgot the freaking extra hash browns.
Oh, today I got 2 free coffees.
And so kind of evened out, I guess. I don't know. It's like this weird power in the universe evened it out.
I think you got the screw because the hash browns cost a lot more than that goddamn coffee.
Yeah. Yeah, those are damn good hash browns, too.
Oh,
yeah.
Tell me. If I go for breakfast, I get the hash browns.
Yes. It's like a have to.
I'm saying.
I'm with you.
You can't go without that.
What are you talking about? That's the best part of the whole freaking meal.
That makes the whole load move on through the intestines a lot better.
Yes. Yes. I ate that, and, man, I tell you what. You know, I had to crap in Kmart yesterday.
Oh, jeez.
This is just a side note here before we end this, but I hate to say it, but someone had clogged it up.
No, somebody besides yourself? Is that
someone had, there was like toilet paper on the roll, but someone had also brought in like the hand towel paper.
Oh, my God.
Like the brown roll, you know?
That's disgusting.
And apparently was using that, too, to clean up.
Well, you know.
And pretty much had clogged it up.
I bet.
Before I even got there.
That's all they had, or what?
Yeah, and I had diarrhea, so I had to go.
So you left it in the bowl?
What am I going to do, man? Go in the sink? What am I going to do? It was one stall. I had some diarrhea. Man, I've got irritable bowels. What?
That's so fucking gross. That's the kind
I
of
had
shit
to go
I walk
to the
into
bathroom.
All the time.
I had to go to the bathroom. What am I going to do?
When I finally break down and have to use the public toilet, I always open one up. It's full of somebody's diarrhea.
I'm sorry. I had to go, man. It was all that big breakfast, man, moving through me.
Believe me, this isn't laughters of joy. It's pain.
it was all the times
I had to stare down other people's shit. Oh, God.
Yeah. There's been many a times, I tell you
I'm
what.
I'm like,
man.
Oh, doesn't anybody know how to flush in this fucking society?
No. They don't.
They don't.
And then you go to flush and you realize it won't flush. You're like, oh no. It just wasn't someone like inconsiderate. It was someone who was really trying to get rid of the evidence and couldn't, you know. It's like,
It's a good thing you're not a drug dealer. You'd never be able to flush your stash down the
toilet. I know. I'd be like, oh no. Hold on just a minute.
Shit busted again. Everybody, the whole thing would be, do we want to charge him? Do you want to dig out his the evidence out of that diarrhea?
I wouldn't be a good mule because I have so much diarrhea that I could never, like, you know, put the coke, you know, the bundles, like, in, you know, the secret place, you know, where smugglers like to put it.
I can't make the flight, man. It's gonna
be like
a 30-minute.
Yeah, I'm not going to make it.
Yeah, I can move your stuff from here over to the other side of the state. And that's about it.
Yeah, I couldn't do that, man. I'd be like, oh, sorry. I'm out, man. I'm out.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm not your mule, man. I won't do it.
That's terrible.
So, sorry.